is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we're going to be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire 2023 football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us to my left, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
So, I hope everybody's had a good week so far.
I probably should announce that as the head coach of the 1-0 Frederica Academy Knights.
Yes, we are.
Because I'm just thinking back. It's been a couple of years since we had a first week win, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
With you putting together the buzzsaw of the schedule the way that you've been doing a couple of years.
Yeah. We play a very tough schedule in the front end, and I think we played well enough to get a win Friday night. The kids did a pretty good job. We got a few things to clean up, but got the W. It's what I told them. Be 1-0 at the end of the night, and we were 1-0 at the end of the night.
56-41, final score over the Brookwood Warriors. Absolutely flipping the script from last year's drubbing that they gave us in the lightning delayed shortened game. Biggest difference. I hesitate to say biggest difference because he did have a statistically good night in the quarter and a half last year. But the River, Jordan Triplett, one heck of a game. Wind up being what 357 Magnum. All right, yeah. On the rushing yards, 40 plus passing yards,
41 yards passing for a touchdown, INT, and then he ran 51 times for 357 yards and 3 touchdowns. So, big night.
You knew that you wouldn't have put him in at quarterback if you didn't think he could handle it. Were you expecting those kind of numbers on this first night? Let's be honest.
Yeah. Why would I not put him in there? Our expectations didn't change. We felt like it made us a little more explosive doing that. It makes them have to defend us. The defense now has to take the, they don't have a man advantage. So it's 11-on-11 football. And like I keep telling everybody, my 11th man's better than their 11th man when we snap it right to him. So, I thought we did a really good job up front. I thought the offensive line kind of controlled the game from the beginning. They dominated up front, you know. And I think when it was all said and done, I think Coach said we had anywhere between 18 and 21 pancakes or some crazy number like that where we were just knocking people down. And I know a couple times I looked out there and Fuller was just laying on a couple of them, just making them really enjoy it. But I thought our O-line did a really good job, and we did a good job not turning the ball over. I thought we did a pretty good job with the penalties, no false starts.
There was one.
Yeah, but we jumped out to, a 35-7 lead, and when we still had almost 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
I think you're allowed those games.
Yeah, and I thought we did a really good job of setting the tone. I thought our kids just played really, really hard. Then we made a couple mistakes and missed some tackles, and let them get back in it, and then we kind of seized the moment again, and then we kind of took over the game in the second half when we come out with that opening drive, 6.5 minutes, and we eat up some clock.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Talking about eating up some stuff, Jordan wasn't the only one eating up yardage on the rush. Rico Holmes taking over the starting running back position from Jordan. Had a pretty productive night, 100-plus yards on the night, rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, I think he had 11 carries, 120 yards, and 3 touchdowns, and then he had a receiving touchdown as well. So, it was a big night. I thought he played really well, ran the ball hard. You know, I think his longest run was 33 yards, and it kept everybody off balance. When it was all said and done, I think we ended up with 504. Is that right, Coach? 504 rushing, 41 yards passing, and we ran a total of 69 plays, and we just kind of did what we wanted to do on offense, and That's a tribute to the kids going out there and taking the coaching and understand what we did. It wasn't nothing fancy. As like I said on the sideline on Friday night, it ain't got to be fancy. It's just got to be effective, and that's what we did. And our kids were very effective about going about their business.
One final person to talk about in the rushing game, and that was Jalen Baldwin, the freshman, getting his first rushing touchdown for the Knights, 21-yarder for number 21. I thought that was a nice little bit of kismet there.
It is. He's a talented kid. He's got a bright future in front of him. He's going to get a lot of playing time. He did a really good job Friday night rotating in. And, you know, when you get that kind of depth, you think about it, him and Rico probably ran, 35, 40-yard sprints every single time of what we were doing. And so, you know, I thought our kids did a really good job, and you got to like guys playing both ways. And, you know, when you start looking at what we did, Hamp and Hayes in there as our two snipper backs in our set, did a really good job blocking, paving the way, and our guys on the outside, Quan, Blake, all those guys on the outside blocked really, really well. And I know there's nothing glorious about it, but, you know, what the thing is, our kids are not selfish at all. They ain't worried about their stats. They're just worried about the one thing at the end, the W, and that's the key, you know. We got a good group of kids, and they go out there and they plan on winning every game.
You talked about your 11th man is better than their 11th man. Let's talk about the 12th man, too. The Frederica crowd was kind of hopping Friday night, and you can't blame them with the improvements that y'all have been putting together the last couple of years with the facilities. There is no equal. It is the premier football facility in the GIAA, period.
It's pretty nice. We dreamed about it when we started, and talked about it 10 years ago and what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it, hopefully, and it's kind of came to fruition. It's been awesome, you know, to watch it. And, you know, I had some guys that played for us in 2018, like, Coach, why didn't we get this? And listen, I was trying to convince everybody, you know, but now it you walk into our facility and it's top notch, and it's great. We had a huge crowd, you know, and fun thing about this, it's a good environment, you know, on Friday night. It's a great environment for everybody. Kids, you got, I don't know how many of them lower school kids back there just tackling each other on that AstroTurf in the back, just wearing each other out. And, you know, you walk back there, and sometimes I just want to go back there and referee that game during ours sometimes, just see what's going on.
I always have to duck my head when I'm walking around the corner to get to the steps of the booth to make sure I don't get, blindsided.
You get blindsided by somebody or something back there, but it's awesome. The facilities look great, and the kids went out and, put the exclamation point on Friday night, getting that win over Brookwood. I think they were ranked second coming into the polls this year, and we knocked off the number two team.
It's pretty impressive. It's, you know, when you look at it, almost exactly a year ago, how it played out last year on their turf and then ours this year, it really, I think, says something about where this team is going into this year.
It is. I think we walked off the field at Deerfield last year really upset. We were mad. All the way from the top down, I thought every kid in there – and. Like I said, Friday night, we do squats. We do power cleans. There's a reason we do them. And the kids are always like, Coach, all we do is legs. All we do is legs. Listen, you can run over people with your legs. Your arms, you ain't going to do much. We're going to squat. We're going to knock you off the football. And I thought our kids bought into that. They bought into that identity. We're going to punch you in the mouth and bust you in the nose. We're going to go out there and we're going to be physical and we're going to beat you up. And in the end, we'll be the last man standing. And I thought our kids really set that tone Friday night. And they've kind of adopted that identity, so pretty excited about it, you know.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. This is usually when we talk about the health of the team, but before we do that, and of course, the week that I'm doing this, he's not here.
I looked over there, too. I know. He's
not all right. Right, headline news in the paper of record 2 days ago. Safety first. Frederica Academy earned Safe Sports School Award, first team designation. That is a big deal.
Yeah. Adam does a really good job. He worked really hard to do that, and this is a testament to him. He does a great job of keeping everybody safe and healthy, and he does a really, really good job. I've had a few come through. He's the best. I mean, he really is. He's spot on all the time. He keeps me on my toes, and he's not always going to agree with me on some things, but he's been very good this summer with the weather and working with it and keeping us at where we need to be and keeping everybody safe and knowing he'll pull me aside and say, listen, it's time to pull the pads or whatever and things like that. But he's done a really good job this year, and couldn't be happier for him.
He's a fun guy. He's a funny guy, but he's also, when it comes to his job and to the health of these kids, he is no nonsense from the word go.
Yes, he is. He's a funny guy, and he gives me a hard time. I give him a hard time, and then at the end, we all know Adam's got the control over all of it, and he's just a really good guy. He's no nonsense about the safety of these kids, and I know that, and I respect that, and he does a great job, and I couldn't be prouder for him, but. You know, but for our school, you know, I don't think people understand what he does every day. And he's just, he's on the spot every day, ready to go and getting stuff done. And there's no telling how many kids he sees daily come through that training room. And he gets them all ready to play.
So Friday night did not look like there was a lot of injuries that occurred on our side of the ball. It did seem like there was some issues with the heat, some cramping going on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, we had some cramming going on, hydration, and as it went on, we played a lot of snaps, 166 clips. That's a lot of football snaps on a Friday night,
especially with the temperature going.
Yes, I mean it was 9:30 and we were going into the half. I was like, oh my gosh, we've been on the field for 2 hours, literally. Like it was. I was like, we got to short this thing down. And here's the funny thing is. We hadn't even thrown the ball but twice or three times. We'd been running it the whole time, and I was like, goodness gracious. But I thought our tempo early on was really good, and then we slowed it down. I thought the kids adjusted really well to it and handled it, so did a really good job. So, you know, I think we got everybody back, got them hydrated, tried to get our legs under us. We went light on Monday. I thought the kids did a really good job of focusing on what we wanted to do. And then yesterday we were uppers because of heat. Today we got a full practice in, and then tomorrow we'll be back in uppers and getting our work in, and we'll get it ready to go.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. One thing that was blatantly obvious to both me and to my broadcast partner Friday night, it was a very deliberately played game and deliberately managed game. Y'all not only controlled the line of scrimmage, but you were controlling the clock, the tempo. You were forcing your will on them, it seemed like, at one point.
Yeah, we should have. You know, that's why we work out from January the 5th to where we're at now. We've not missed a day. You know, and that's you enforce your will on somebody when you do those things. It becomes important. It's what you invest into it, and it's one of those things where you look up there and you got kids going right here, just keep running it, coach. Let's get this done, you know. And I thought our kids did a great job. Like I said, we played a fast tempo. I mean, we're a quarter and a half and we scored 35 points and we've not thrown the ball but three times. It's not like we're running the spread. We're running our Wildcat stuff and our regular stuff, and we're just going down the field. And, we make a few mistakes here and there. But other than that, it was mental. And then I thought the offense did a really good job right there at the end. of the half to regain control of the game when it was 35-21. Looked like it was starting to slip a bit. We had 2.5 minutes, and Coach Jurgen just took them right back down the field. We scored like 20 seconds to go, and then I was like, God, we gave them 20 seconds. What were we thinking, you know? But we utilized it. We got up 42-21, and we came right back out. Talked to the kids at half about what we were going to do. Told them what we were going to do, and they went out there and did it. We stayed on the clock and controlled it, and it's a huge tribute because I think Tucker did a really good job with the old line up front at center. Him, William, all of those guys were like, hey, we're trying to slow it down. Everybody just put your hands, put your knees on you. Yeah, elbows on your knees and just chill out for a minute. We're going, when we get the call, we'll get ready to go. We'll lock and load, and that's what they did, and they did a good job all night.
The defense really did just was in pursuit all night long, just harassing the quarterback. He wasn't able to get half, a third, a quarter of the rhythm that he was able to build up last year against us in right. The brief game. Talk about some of the highlights with that. I think that, Blake Holloway with the sack, Jordan with an interception at the end of the first half. Talk about some of your highlights for the defense on that.
The thing that goes unseen is we controlled the line of scrimmage with three guys up front on the defensive line. We were controlling it up there with Coach Gibson's group. They were rotating in those six defensive linemen, six, seven, eight, nine defensive linemen rotating in and controlling the line of scrimmage, and it allows us to run from side to side. Now, I thought we did we missed. There was a couple times Coach K called up the perfect blitz. We just missed the tackle. If we make the tackle on the fourth down a couple times, honestly, it could have been 42-49-7 going in at the half. We just made some fatigue mistakes, some mental mistakes here and there. And that's what we talked about on Monday was we cleaned that up. It could have been – there's no telling what it could have been. I think Coach Henson said it best on Sunday meeting. He said, Coach, we're on pace to score 84 points if you wanted to. 84. And then you go back and watch the film. If we get off the field on a couple times, probably could have been more than 84, But I felt like our kids, we were in the spots on defense. We're learning the scheme. I thought we played fast, and we build on it this week, which is the best thing. You come in, you clean it up, try to clean up your mistakes, work on those things. And you saw bits and pieces of stuff that we work on in individual and everything. And I thought our kids just did a really good job at times. And we'll get better as we go on. We're starting to get a really good grasp of what we're doing on defense, and they did a good job.
Which was more of a frustration, them continuing going on it on fourth down or their propensity to do the onside kick?
Well, we prepared for the onside kick. We did practice it. It wasn't something that we weren't surprised for. And when you're behind like that, you go for it on fourth down because you don't have anything to lose and you're down 35-7. So it's like I told the kids every time we went out, it's just four down territory. So we're going to stop them for all four. They're not going to punt. And, like I said, we missed a couple tackles here and there. And if we make those tackles, it could have been a really, really big runaway.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, right next to Harris Teeter. This segment brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. All right, one last thing about Friday night before we move on to talking about this upcoming week's opponent. Let's talk about, we sort of mentioned the special teams with the onside kick issues, but let's talk about the kicking game.
Our PAT game, smooth like butter.
Like I'm telling you right now. Butter.
It was, Mary Ford was spot on now. She was great Friday night. Eight extra points, I think. Somebody was telling me the stats right now. She's at first or tied for first with extra points in the state of Georgia. So,
In the nation.
In the nation.
Oh, wow.
So, that's pretty big. So, you know, no pressure, guys. We need to score like eight more times so we get eight more opportunities for extra points to keep the lead.
I will say this. I still think that there is a undercurrent of you want of folks wanting you to upgrade her shoulder pads and slide that fake extra point play into the playbook because she looks like she wants to hit somebody.
Well, we asked her today if the ball actually got snapped to her, what was she supposed to do? She said, "I'm going to run." And I was like, "No, you're going to throw it away." I said, let's get this clear. Coach K wanted to see the answer. She goes, "I'm going to run." I said, "No, you're not. You're going to throw it away and get down." I said, let's get this clear. I'm not getting killed by anybody. No mom, dad, nobody going to get me. This is the freshman player of the year. The soccer coach may kill us if that happens.
So, Adam, you agree with that, that as well?
It doesn't matter. He don't have to agree. It's what's going to happen. So.
All right. Well, again, let's look at this upcoming Friday night. Don't know what that was, but I'll find out later. This upcoming Friday night under the Oaks at Frederica Academy, your Frederica Knights. You're 1-0 Frederica Knights taking on the Tift Area Panthers. I'm always glad to see them on the schedule, but I'm always really glad to see them on the schedule playing them here.
Yeah.
Because that's one of my least favorite places to go play. Just saying that.
Panther whatever thing.
The Panther thing is part of it. That's also the only place in the 12 years that I've been doing this that I've actually had parents heckling me through the window of the press box. So I'm always glad to see them come here. Although I think there's probably going to be a little bit on the difficult side this week because they're coming in angry and 0-1.
Yeah, they played Bullock. They jumped out early on Bullock and then kind of made a couple mistakes. Bullock capitalized on it, took the lead, and eventually beat them, I think, 36-21 or something like that. But they're going to be well coached. They're going to come in and going to play hard. Coach Soliday does a really good job over there. He's outstanding. So, we're going to get their best shot. They're going to give us everything they got, and we're going to have to go out there and execute really well. Because he does such a good job with motion and everything else on offense. And then defensively, they're going to line up the 3-3 stack. And they're going to blitz and create chaos and try to put us in long-distance situations. And, they're pretty quick. They got pretty good team speed. So we're going to have to handle it. And, I think that the guys have done a pretty good job this week of understanding what we're going to try to do. And I think our defense has done a pretty good job of understanding what they're going to bring at us on offense.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You always want to expect the same kind of voluminous production like we had this past Friday night. What's it going to take to get to that kind of level of production against this team?
We just got to come out and do what we do. It's a mindset, really. We're going to be physical. It's what we talked about last week. It's bloody your nose football. You know, we got to go out there and play, and we got to read our keys and do our thing on offense. I feel like our guys have that. They've got that persona right now where they want to go out and handle their business, and our guys, they don't overlook anybody. They come out there and they work. They understand everybody's got something from week to week that they're going to bring to the table differently when we face an opponent, and we have to prepare for it every week. And I feel like our kids do a pretty good job of that. And I know our coaching staff just does an outstanding job. I mean, we're in there watching film from 3-4 years ago right now to see. Coach Soliday's been there 6 years. We played him, I think, 6-7 years, and we've been playing him. And I go back, and we're watching it today. Coach Jurgenauer, and pulling stuff up. You go back through 4 or 5 years' worth of film. Kind of break down, I don't know, I think I broke down 13 films on them. in the last 4 days. So you want to get a feel. Sometimes people are like, Coach, how'd you know they were going to call that? Well, I've been watching 27 hours of film. I kind of got an idea of where they're going.
Now on the flip side, do you ever worry that you've, in 11 seasons here at Frederica, do you worry that you've given the opponents too much film to work with?
They're going to get film. They're like us. They store it, and then they save it, and then they watch it, and they do all that stuff. So everybody does that. And then, I just think that Coach Soliday, he's just an outstanding coach. He's really, really good at what he does. He works with his kids, his personnel, and he's going to put them in good position. So we're going to have to play a really good game. There can be no letdown. There can be no drop-off. We got to go back out and execute. And like I told the kids, we got to be 1-0 at the end of this week. Just win the week. That's our job. Win every week and let it take care of its business. We win every week, we'll be where we want to be at the end. So, you know, don't overlook anybody. Prepare yourself for what we're about to get into every week. And they do a pretty good job of that, of just focusing on what happened. Let's fix our mistakes. Brookwood's out of the way. Let's go. We're getting ready for Tipped Area, and they do a pretty good job of doing that.
Which is the bigger relief this year, having warm bodies on the sidelines to give the kids some, to give the men some relief, or having more assistant coaches to direct them in the right way?
It's been both. I can't answer because our coaching staff does a really good job. We have a very fast-paced practice. We got a lot of segments that go through. We've got some guys that just start, and they're like, God, time flies out here. We're going, it's popping. We take 3-minute breaks, we're popping around, everybody's going, we're getting our segments in. Things are scripted, it's just right down the line. Everything's set up, the kids kind of know what we're doing, and we get a lot of reps. Every kid's getting tons of reps. So, you know, I think both of them, having a number of kids, having coaches and eyes that can coach and be there and be in different spots has been huge. And when you got some guys that come in from different areas, they bring something new, so everybody's learning it and everybody's getting better, and you can't just be a guy, this is how I do it, and I said this today in there, you can't be a guy, this is how I do it, this is the way we're going to do it. Now there's better ways to do things, and a lot of these guys have been around and they know what they're doing, and I rely on those guys. I don't micromanage anybody. But Coach Jurgen makes a script, he runs a script. Coach K runs a script, he's got it set up, he runs it. That's what we do. I don't ask no questions. I believe in my guys. My coaches do a great job, and our kids have done an outstanding job of doing that.
Your Frederica Academy Knights look to go 2-0 on the young season this Friday night under the Oaks on Frederica Academy campus, going up against the Tift Area Panthers. Kickoff is at 7:30. Be there or don't. We're going to be there. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. And, of course, we will be back here next week as well. Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. See y'all Friday under the Oaks, and
go Knights.